Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
I'm Matthew, and welcome to, I guess it's a sort of little, I mean, I was going to call it a bonus ep, but if you're not getting the thing you normally get, does that count as a bonus?
No. What's the opposite of a bonus?
A jip?
Welcome to a jip ep.
The jip of an episode. Yeah, flat chair slam down. Anyway, here we are.
You fooled them, Tom.
Did I think make it better?
I don't think anyone noticed. Yeah. So basically, as you know, we've been doing old classic episodes of Flat Chair Slam Down. We've been putting those out, and we've great to revisit some of those. We've been really, really enjoying listening to those. We're back live next month. So if you haven't already got your tickets for November the 15th, we can now reveal exclusively, we've booked our guests for it. It's going to be Yeah. Yes. I'm going to exclusively reveal more to Tom and Ben than to anybody else.
Yes.
That we've got Maisie Adam and Toussaint Douglas. Two great acts, and I can tell you now that show is very, very nearly sold out. I checked the Eventbrite page, and it's very nearly sold out. So go to eventbrite.co.uk and search for Pappy's Flat Share Slam Down, or there'll be links on our Twitter, or there'll be a link in the show notes to this show. 15th of November at the Phoenix, 7:30, Maisie and Toussaint. Good strong
Safe
show.
Safe to say, two of the fastest rising stars in British comedy today.
I know, who are going to be joined by Maisie and Toussaint. It's great to have Tom and Ben on the podcast. They are going to be, we're burying the lead. The main news is we've managed to secure Tom and Ben.
Well, let's not count our chickens. We should say what. So the suggestion for this bonus ep, I thought, here's a great suggestion.
Yeah.
Why don't we put out our first ever episode?
Yes.
And give our thoughts about it. And that would be a really interesting kind of, you know, we'd be able to look at the journey of Flat Slam, things that began, how far we've come. And we each had a cursory listen to it and realised it is so bad.
It's not fit for purpose.
It's out there if you want to, but it is.
We couldn't bring ourselves to put it back onto the feed. It's already there. it's already there, like a kind of an old skid mark that you can't wash out your pants.
Oh my God.
No one wants to watch us re-skid, you know?
I think that's saying a lot about you, Tom. Get some Vanish spray on, man.
Some new underwear.
That's a real memory of my childhood, is my dad had loads of skid marks.
Okay.
He did.
Proof be needed, don't look back, guys. Dave Parry certainly didn't.
I think it's because he's a footballer. I always assume
he's sliding on the ground.
Time Gary Lineker shit himself on the pitch. That was your dad every match, wasn't it? That was his special move.
Literally a literal skid marks, I think, I used to think as a kid. But I'll bring that up next time I see him. Anyway,
Do you know what? I think we should just play that first episode, actually.
Well, I tell you what, I listened to it and I thought, my God, I genuinely thought, God, I'm not good at this. I shouldn't go back into the fold.
I did.
I nearly jeopardised the 15th of November.
I had to stop listening. was like, I can't listen.
So we planned this. We planned this last. We were chatting about this last night, Sunday night, because it's been a very busy week. We're a little bit up against it. We were like, which classic episode are we going to put out? Tom suggested the first episode. We were all like, yeah, amazing. And then today, Monday, when we're recording this, the day before we put it out, we all had a little listen. And what was the point, do you think, in your listening experience when you thought this can't?
Well, let's just read out the exact exchange. Crosby said, has anyone had a listen? And I said, it is a bracing listen. Crosby said, yes, it's interesting. Ben said, interesting indeed. And Crosby said, what do you all think?
They're really dancing around it. Aren't we? Dog shit.
No one wanted to be the one to pull the plug.
But can I tell you,
which I guess is how we're still going after all these years.
No, but can I say, what it did make me realise is that we have, over the course of the last decade, got much, much better at this. Genuinely, we have. I feel like it's such an underconfident debut. The reason we're not putting it out today is because it would be mad to put that out and then at the end of it go, and by the way, please buy tickets to see this.
Weird. We'd almost sold out that show and now none tickets are sold. What's happened?
What it feels like is, you know, like origin stories are very big in Hollywood at the moment.
Oh, yeah,
it's kind of like, it'd be like watching a Batman Begins or like the origins of any of the heroes that you watch. But it stops on like their first day of school when they shit themselves. And it's like, and that guy became Batman. And it's like, yeah, you need to show us more than that, though. It's
and that guy became Tom's dad. if you fancy, do go back and have a listen, but you won't want to.
So we had two incredible guests. That's why I thought it was going to be, I thought this would be great, because it had Andy Zaltzman and Richard Herring, who remain podcast royalty.
Yes,
absolutely. They
were, I was going to say they were podcast royalty back in the day, but they remain podcast royalty, and they were part of the reason we had them on first episode was like, here we go, they're our friends, and they happen to be huge in the podcasting world.
Yeah,
this is a great way to start a podcast.
They never talked to us after that, did they? They didn't ring or anything. Richard really bails me out early doors because I am flapping. And Herring comes in and really just knows, like, I'm gonna have to start stepping in and saving this guy before I've even been introduced here because it's a shocker.
But anyway, listen, we're not putting it out. We're sparing you guys because we've got new shows coming up. We've got the November the 15th. We've got the 6th of December as well. We've got our Christmas show, and that's always a tremendous amount of fun. We're doing that at the Pleasance. Again, the link will be in the show notes. But we can't. Do you know what? I'll say one thing about it. Positive. The two positives. One, we've got better. Two.
Yeah.
Some of the rounds aren't bad.
Wait, hang on. One of the rounds is listen whilst we throw ham over the top of the audience.
Didn't make it that far.
an audio podcast, and you have to listen to Ben trying to throw a piece of ham to Richard Herring, who stood at the back of the room behind the audience. it's utterly baffling. One of the rounds is who can say putt in the shittest way.
I mean, that shit putt remains our best ever game.
Shit putt was horrific.
I tell you what was.
I remember thinking it was a really funny idea at the time.
I tell you what's funny, though. The things that stuck first episode. Jamboree. The Jamboree was there.
The Jamboree was there early doors to absolute silence. It's nice to know that tradition has remained. Fanshawe has his first outing, but not in any way announced or explained. So we get to Beef Brothers and you go, Tom, it's your turn. And I just start talking like Fanshawe. And then you go, okay.
That's the other thing as well. That's the only thing I noticed. Not a generous host.
We're all so scared.
We're all so nervous that we know we can get, you know, it's the classic thing when you're an open spot, you will often like rag on your own material in order to, you know, you go, well, that didn't work, a lot of that kind of, oh, that's new material, all of that kind of stuff, you know, to get yourself out of a hole. We do it to each other all the way through. There's no support whatsoever. We don't yes and each other or try and. It's just. Oh, there's another bit as well where Tom, you go in almost disbelief. You go, I think this show is just puns. And I think the fact that we now just accept that, you know, you've let that into your heart. It's like you say it's a bad thing, and now I think this show is just puns.
So I do Fanshawe voice.
Oh yeah.
And you go, okay, thank you, Tom. And then you go, Ben, your turn. And then Ben starts to do Fanshawe voice. There was very nearly two Fanshawes.
Do you know what? I have a vague recollection of that. And again, one of the reasons I stopped listening, because I was like, oh, please.
I don't want to get to that bit.
Please let that not be the case.
Well, I retract what I initially said about there being no yes and. It turns out there was, except the sentence ended, yes, and I'm having that as well.
But, anyway, I tell you what the episode is. It's a testament to the professionality of Andy Zaltzman and Richard Herring to plough on and try and find some kind of, like, try and find some hope in the desert.
Which is why now we're going to play an old episode of Rahulistapa, and then it'll be followed by an episode of The Now Show. Now, we don't know about the legality of putting these two things out on our feed, but they're good, strong stuff.
The two pros operate at the peak of their game.
Yeah. In fact, actually, I imagine there is probably a Richard Herring chats to Andy Zaltzman, Rahulistapa. So we'll put that one out. That's what's going on. You can just see... So a couple of masters there. Oh my God.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Are you, it's a funny old thing, isn't it? The sort of, the being nostalgic. Because it's like, I think it's better to just think about it rather than it is to revisit, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's better to sort of go, oh, that was great fun. Because also as well, here's the thing. We're not dying. The audience are being very lovely and very generous. And, you know, that's just what passed for comedy back in 2011.
Yeah, it's weird that back then we could say anything, but it was so terrible. Now you can't bloody say anything, but...
Yeah, I know. We had absolute carte blanche. We couldn't be cancelled.
We should say, though, back in 2011, our comedy was watered down by the EU back in the day, wasn't it? We were bound by the laws of Brussels, and, you know, it did have an effect on our output.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, now we're unleashed.
Into the waterways. Out of Tom's dad's pants and into the waterways.
I tell you what I saw the other day. Speaking of nostalgia. This is not me being nostalgic for the other day. This is a story directly related. Speaking of nostalgia, what happened this morning?
It was a simpler time.
If it's white dog poo, I'm going to be very upset.
Oh, so I was in a playground actually. I was in a playground a few days ago with my daughter, pushing her on the swing, and there was a kid who it didn't appear to be like he was just there on his own. He was probably like 10, and he was chatting to other kids who were in the playground very nostalgically about his times spent in the playground.
Oh,
it was amazing.
Oh, I love that.
He came over to some kids who were on the swing, and he went, I tell you what, being here brings me back. Literally, this is how he spoke. He spoke like this. He went, I tell you what, being here brings me back. Lot of memories. You spent a lot of time here. A lot of time here. Yeah, really did. Of course, you know, it's your playground now. He was literally saying this. Like a 10-year-old, 10 to 8-year-old. He went, it's your playground now. And I swear, no word of a lie, he used the expression, it's your time to shine. It's like, what?
What is going on?
Who is this? Like,
you sure, you know, this wasn't a very small old man.
That's what it felt like. But no, he wasn't like, you know, he was, you know, wearing like, he was like wearing like a, like an oversized t-shirt and basketball shorts and trainers and just, you know, but just he talked like he was, you know, like a sort of 70-year-old bloke sucking on a woodbine. And then, so anyway, I carry on playing with Cleo, you know, going around the playground. And then I see him again by the climbing frame, chatting to a different kid. And it gets even deeper and I'd say darker, because he goes, do you ever think what it would be like to live your whole life again? To another kid, like a, you know, 7-year-old this time. Do you ever imagine what it would be like? Do you ever think about it, what it might be like to live your whole life again? Sometimes think about it. I really, really, really wish I could sometimes. I'd love to go back and properly say goodbye to Granddad. It's like, what? Who are you?
No.
This is an insane conversation. I wanted to chat to him, but then I thought, let's just leave him. You know, he's got his own problems.
I can be your granddad now.
But imagine what it's going to be like when he's kind of, you know, in his 40s. Imagine the levels of nostalgia he's going to feel then. Absolutely insane.
Oh, boy. I'm trying to think, like, one of the most nostalgic things I do, I've probably said this before, but when we had to move, I had to move bedrooms. And so I, like, filmed my bedroom to the tune of In My Life by the Beatles. So I made, like, a 3-minute music video with my camcorder.
How old were you?
I was about 16.
Oh, wow.
15.
Yeah.
And it's literally just the details of my then bedroom and the posters. And then it finishes coming out the door and then the door closing. In my life, I love you more. And the door closes. So, like, I remember being, like, very
moved
kind
by
of
it.
Yeah, well, I thought it was very profound, actually. I submitted it for the Turner Prize, but I never heard back.
Surely this is good enough to be on a plinth somewhere.
Yeah, hasn't Tracy Emin already done the unmade bed?
Hey, I make my bed. Sorry, it's really so, real tent. My wife never makes her bed. Could you imagine?
What? So now I know. Famously, you've got two duvets of different thicknesses. So do you make your duvet, and then her duvet is just like a strew?
I have to make them both. I can't leave because you can't have one without the other.
Have you tried? Is this something where you've gone, right, I'm going to leave it a couple of days and see if it happens?
Yeah, but that is not healthy.
No, it's not. But I meant, how do you know she doesn't make? How do you know she doesn't make the bed? How do you know she's not like a 7 p.m. bed maker?
Oh, okay.
Just hello. As you're getting into it.
Yeah.
That sounds like a euphemism in some way. I don't know for 7 what.
P.m. Oh, 7 p.m. bed maker.
He was a real 7 p.m. bed maker. I think like I had instant nostalgia for like, oh, I'll never have this again. A room of one's own. The way it was supposed to be, you know, like I was immediately kind of like nostalgic for.
Were you moving in with your brother into a room with your brother?
No, I think I was just moving into another bedroom. I think I was just moving into another bedroom. So yeah, I don't know. I guess that's
well, we're gonna watch back the video now of Tom's bedroom and realise it was actually quite shit. Those rose tinted spectacles. So
yeah.
Who was getting your bedroom? Like one of your other brothers? were they demolishing it?
I think my two brothers were getting that room because it was big.
Yeah.
Oh no, I think I was moving into the loft extension because my sister had gone to university.
Even better.
So I was sharing it with my sister whenever she was back from uni. I think right. it wasn't ideal. I can tell you that. Wasn't ideal,
right?
I had high, yeah. Anyway, I don't want to open old. I was promised that loft.
I don't open old bedrooms. I want to shut them very slowly to music.
I don't want to wear my family's. I don't want to wear my family's dirty laundry for reasons I've already stated. Well, there we go. Are you nostalgic, Clarky?
Nah.
Are you not at all? Do you not?
No, I am. Yeah, of course.
I mean, you've had a terrible life. Yeah, well, that's one of the things we should remember about Clarky. Yeah. Is he's had one of the worst lives of anyone. So he's ever the optimist that things could get better.
Always just looking forward. Never look back. If listening to Pappies has told me anything.
Can I just say one thing? Sorry, Ben, to interrupt you on the one time you got a chance to speak in this entire 20-minute episode. But Parry just did the most dad thing I think I've seen him do, which was while you started talking, out of nowhere he produced a tape measure and just started uncoiling it and retracting it. What are you measuring the amount of time Clarky's talking? All right, you've already. Sorry, yeah. I tell you what, give him an inch, he will take a mile. So
just going to give him a quote for it. Yeah. Oh, I need to get my tools. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to do it. But you can't beat a good tape measure, can you? Let's be honest, when it's around. Sorry.
Do you know what? The old yes ending we said that we were so good at doing. Do you get nostalgic, Ben? No. You can't beat a new tape measure, can you?
In 10 years' time, we'll go, should we stick out one of our old bonus episodes from 10 years ago? Listen to it back and go, oh my God, Dad's skid pants and tape measures. It was a terrible episode, actually.
It was a bleak old ride.
Listen, I think the work that Clark and I have been doing has been absolutely peerless. We've been very much the Zaltzman and Herring of this podcast. You've been all of Pappy's.
Well, look, come along on the 15th of November. Come along on the 6th of December.
Yes, please.
We're back out on stage to relearn the ropes.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, man. It's the first, like, I've not done anything on stage. What's that? Yeah, go on.
I thought I was.
No, listen back to those. Listen back to the last series you did in front of an audience. It was great. And you know what? You know, with a great audience like the guys, I tell you what, the people who were there back then, they weren't of the quality of the people who are listening now, apart from the people who've remained listening for the last 10 years.
There you go. Yeah.
I don't know quite what I was attempting there, but... I'm sure we'll have a nice crowd. Like I say, that 15th is nearly sold out, so please do grab your tickets pretty soon. Eventbrite.co.uk, eventbrite.co.uk, get your tickets. And by the way, if you're a member of the Patreon and you're thinking of coming along, there is a link on the Patreon to get you discounted tickets. I think you get £2 off.
Ooh,
so
you deserve it.
Well worth it. Join the £4 tier, get the £2 off, cancel it. You've only spent £2.
No, stop telling people that.
You still get all of the bonus episodes. They're out there. And can I tell you, our bonus episodes truly are bonus episodes. The ones we put on the Patreon, they really are bonus episodes.
No JIP episodes there, mate.
No JIP eps.
Okay. See you there.
See you there, man.
Yeah, I'll see you there.
Yeah, I hope so. The only reason, the main reason for doing this is just to convince Parry to come along to the live episodes. It's a hell of a
time. I don't think it's working.
Good Lord. Wow. Hey.
So I can see him backing out of the door.
Wait, hang on a sec.
My life plague.
We did promise to end this episode by throwing a piece of ham over ourselves. Now, we're all doing this over Zoom. So have you got your... I've got my bit of corn ham. Got it here. Just gonna...
Hey!
There we go. Landed right on the velvet.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's over.
In my life, I love you more.